AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says now is the time.
And the rescue plan is absolutely essential.
Biden says the nearly 380,000 jobs gained last month is good, but it will take more than 2 years at that pace to reach the same employment levels of February of last year, before the pandemic. Steps have to be taken to help the millions of people who have been slammed by the economic crisis.
In less than 2 weeks, enhanced unemployment benefits will begin to expire for 11 million people. At least 7 million kids don't have enough food to eat on a regular basis. 13 million people are behind in their rent.
The Senate continues debate on the president's $1.9 trillion recovery bill. Earlier, a vote on including a $15 an hour minimum wage increase was defeated. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell insists, even with the tens of millions of people hurting, the economy is recovering without the big boost in spending.
Our country is already set for a roaring recovery. We are already on track to bounce back from this crisis.
The relief legislation will provide direct payments of up to $1,400 to most people. There is also money for COVID-19 vaccines and testing, aid to state and local governments, help for schools and the airline industry, tax breaks for lower earners and families with children. Engineers at the Jet Propulsion Lab took the Mars rover Perseverance out for a little spin yesterday.
Our plan, which executed perfectly, was to first drive 4 meters forward, that's about 13 feet, make a 150-degree turn to the left, counterclockwise, and then back up about 2.5 meters, about 8 feet. And then during that drive, we took a pause to image the touchdown contact patch on the tires.
As soon as the system checks are complete, the rover will head for an ancient river delta to collect rocks for return to Earth a decade from now. This is AP News. California officials say fans can attend Major League Baseball games and other outdoor sporting events, go to Disneyland, and watch live performances in limited capabilities starting the first of next month. The AP's Jennifer King reports that the state has also shifted priorities for pandemic vaccinations.
Monica Gonzalez is a California farm worker who is vaccinated this week at a pop-up clinic.
I'm so happy. I can't stay with my family now.
State officials there are adjusting their vaccine plan, setting aside 40% of all doses for the state's most vulnerable neighborhoods. California Governor Gavin Newsom says once 2 million vaccine doses are given out in those neighborhoods, the state will make it easier for counties to move up through reopening tiers.
Farm workers often don't have their own vehicles.
Diana Tellefson-Torres with United Farm Workers Foundation says farm and packing plant workers face a huge challenge getting vaccinated. It's hoped that the changes will promote equity in a state where a disproportionate number of Latinos have died due to COVID-19 illness.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.